Part B. In this part of the test, you will hear longer conversations between two people and class discussions. After each conversation or discussion, you will be asked some questions. You will hear the conversations or discussions and the questions only once, so listen carefully. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one is the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the oval of the answer you have chosen. Answer all questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. Listen to the example. You will hear. Questions 1 and 2 are based on the following conversation between two friends at school.
Hi, Joni. Where are you going?
Oh, hi, Paul. I'm on my way to the library.
Oh, yeah? I just wondered if you wanted to go to a movie with me.
I'd love to, but I can't. I can't believe all the work I have this semester. I only have 3 classes, but in all of them I have lots of reading, term papers, reports, and essay exams. It's incredible. I feel like I'll never get through everything.
That's terrible. I felt like that last year when I had term papers to write, but this semester seems easy now. I spend a lot of time in class, but most of it is in labs doing experiments. I hated writing all those term papers. But can't I talk you into going to the show anyway? I've heard that the movie over at the East Auditorium is really good. It's a murder mystery.
Oh, now I'm sure I won't go. I might go to a comedy, but I hate murder mysteries.
Now listen to sample question number 1. Number 1. Where is the woman going? You will read the answer choices in your test book. A. To the cafeteria. B. To the movie theater. C. To her dorm room. D. To the library. The correct answer to the question, where is the woman going, is choice D, to the library. Now listen to sample question number 2. Number 2. Which best describes the man's feelings about his classes? You will read the answer choices in your test book. A. Term papers are easy for him. B. He has a lot of essay exams. C. He finds lab experiments easier than writing term papers. D. He is busier this semester than last semester. The best answer to the question, which best describes the man's feelings about his classes, is choice C. He finds lab experiments easier than writing term papers. Now listen to the test. Remember, you are not allowed to take any notes or write in your test book. Questions 21 to 28. Listen to the following class discussion on inventions. There's an old saying that necessity is the mother of invention. What exactly does that mean?
It means that people are inspired to design and create new things when there is a need for such an item.
That's right. And since the beginning of time, people have been trying to make a better mousetrap, or rather improve on what they have to better meet their needs. Some of these innovations have been tremendously successful, such as the automobile, indoor plumbing, Velcro, the computer. Other ideas have failed to catch on. Well, today I'm going to introduce you to some creative Americans and their inventions, some of which were successful and some that fell flat. First, I'll tell you about a guy who had the idea of using heavy canvas fabric from tents to make work clothes. What do you think? Did people like his product or not?
Probably not. That material is too stiff. Workers would hardly be able to move wearing that stuff.
I say yes, the guy was successful. I've seen some work jackets out of thick material like that. But what's the real answer, Professor?
Well, the real answer to my question is right here in this room. In fact, almost all of you are wearing his invention, or an imitation of it, right now.
You mean blue jeans?
That's right. And not just any blue jeans, but Levi's jeans, invented in the 1850s by Levi Strauss. He made pants and also jackets out of tent canvas for miners working in the gold mines of Nevada. At first, he used the fabric in its natural off-white color, But that got dirty too fast, so he began dyeing it a dark blue, just as most of you are wearing in class today.
Wasn't that fabric too stiff and scratchy?
As a matter of fact, yes. But Strauss soon found a softer cotton fabric with similar durability, yet softer to the touch. The fabric came from Nîmes in France and was called Serge de Nîmes. In English, de Nîmes is pronounced denim, so that's why we call this type of fabric denim.
Did the first Levi's jeans have the rivets on the pockets?
Not the very first ones, but miners complained that their pants pockets often tore, and sometimes they lost gold nuggets because of this. So Strauss began securing all the pockets, front and back, with rivets. But if you're wearing Levi's today, you'll find that your back pockets no longer have the rivets. Any guess as to why?
They were uncomfortable?
That's possible. But actually, Strauss stopped using them in the 1930s because ranchers and cowboys complained that the rivets scratched their saddles, and schoolteachers said they scratched the chairs when kids sat down. So, was Levi Strauss successful in building a better mousetrap? You bet. Jeans are everywhere in the world today. And despite the vast number of other brand names and designer jeans, most people just refer to all of them as Levi's. Number 21. What is this class discussion mainly about? Number 22. What is meant by the saying, necessity is the mother of invention? Number 23. What two problems did miners have with the first Levi's jeans? Number 24. Why did Strauss start using fabric from France to make his jeans? Number 25. What feature did Strauss later add to his original jeans design? Number 26. Why did Strauss remove the back pocket rivets in the 1930s? Number 27. The professor said that Strauss was successful in building a better mousetrap. What did he mean? Number 28. Why do many people use the word Levi's to refer to all brands of blue jeans? Questions 29 to 32. Listen to the following conversation between two friends.
Hi, Marcia. Hey, when are you going home today?
Oh, hi, Greg. I have to stay here at the library and study until at least 11 o'clock tonight. Are you studying here, too?
No, I'm not studying. I'm working. I work at the circulation desk until 11 o'clock tonight. Do you want to meet for a while then?
Okay. Are you working full-time now?
Yeah, I work 40 hours a week, and I'm taking 3 classes.
Wow. When do you have time to study?
In the mornings, usually. Some days, all I do is eat, study, work, and sleep.
That sounds terrible. If you ever get some free time, maybe we could get together and watch a movie or go dancing or something.
That would be great. I'll check my work schedule. Why don't we talk about it when we meet later on?
Okay. See you then.
Number 29. Where does this conversation take place? Number 30. What is the woman going to do until 11 o'clock? Number 31. What is the man doing? Number 32. What seems to be the main purpose of this conversation? Questions 33 to 35. Listen to the following conversation between two students in a class.
Caroline, do you know where Tuskegee is?
Sure, it's in Alabama.
Oh, no. I thought it was somewhere in a foreign country.
It's a Native American name. Do you know what Tuskegee is famous for?
No.
It's the home of the Tuskegee Institute, where George Washington Carver worked.
Who is he?
He was a great scientist who invented over 200 uses for peanuts, sweet potatoes, and other agricultural products.
Really? That's interesting.
Number 33. Where is Tuskegee located? Number 34. What does the woman say about George Washington Carver? Number 35. What quality most clearly describes the man?